Welcome, everybody. My name is Jenny Friedman. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of the show.
Yeah, we need a lot more people talking about ADHD because it's
invisible.
If you had a pair of glasses that can make you see the invisible, what would ADHD look like?
Wondering right now where your glasses are? You're probably in the right place.
This show has a mission.
Demystify and destigmatize ADHD once and for all.
Stuff isn't rocket science, people. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Jenny.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I know we met on Facebook, and I was so excited about your book because I've been writing a book, but you've actually written a book. And I was like, oh, what has she done? You know, so that's how I met you. And then you're doing a lot of other things.
I'm a busybody, yes.
Yes. And I know at one point, your spouse does not have ADHD, and you do. And I asked, you know, if they'd read my book and they liked it. And I was like, great. You know, so that was one way I reached out and got to know you a little more. But I think it was really through Tom and your podcast with Generosity Philosophy, which I really enjoy. So I don't know what you'd like to talk about because you also have a new podcast coming out.
Man, now everybody keeps saying that I have to do it, huh?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great idea. It's a great name. By the way, so if you'd like to tell everybody, I'll let you do that.
Okay, sure. So I was actually on a Skype call. Was I on a Skype call with Tom Nardone, or maybe just texting back and forth via Facebook like we do across the interwebs? And I said, you know, Tom, I love how you just are able to get on the microphone with your wife, Yvonne, and it's just an entertaining show. I don't know if you meant for it to be as fun and entertaining, but those of us listening, at least me personally, I just look forward to every episode because you just never know what you're going to get from your show. And it's not focused on specifically ADD or ADHD, although he and his wife have it and they talk about it. It's not talking about it in a format that's lecturing or, and not that there's anything wrong with those types of shows, but anyway, you catch my drift. And so I thought with my other podcast, Generosity Philosophy, it's definitely the type of show where it's not scripted, but there are scripted questions that I ask. Like I always ask the guests, you know, tell me about how you got started with your campaign or cause or nonprofit or what have you. And what were some of the struggles? You know, I there's some canned questions I ask. And then I always ask at the end, you know, what's your generosity philosophy? And so not that that gets old, but it's just a different part of my personality. And I don't feel like the outgoing, fun, spontaneous ADHD Kim comes out. And so I decided in talking with Tom, like I said before, that it would be fun to do a show that's just with other folks who have ADD, ADHD. And initially I thought, I don't even want to have topics. I just want to talk with them. But then I realized you never know where the conversation could go and it might not be entertaining. And so he actually came up. I have to give all credit, all hail Tom Nardone. He'll love that.
yes, he will. Cause he's awesome.
Yeah. We were thinking he's the awesomest. We were thinking of names and I think I came up with like ADHD and free with ADHD, something along those lines. And he said, oh, you just love the ones that rhyme, don't you? Because I have generosity philosophy. I said, yeah, I do in a secret life think I'm a rapper. He's like, well, then why don't you do ADHD Mumbo Jumbo hosted by Kim Trumbo? And I thought, I gotta go to GoDaddy and see if it's free. And sure enough, it was. And anyway, so I bought up the domain. And at first I thought, well, I'll just blog and I'll throw up a couple of blogs and see if anyone even reads them. And people did, and people commented, and I thought, oh man, like people are into this lifestyle because probably they have ADHD too. So then I actually posted in a group I'll tell you about afterwards, but actually I could say it right now because if there are any other women podcasters out there, there's a Facebook group called She Podcasts. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, Jenny, or if you're in it.
I think I am.
Okay.
And but it's new for me. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, like we're all invited to different groups, right? Some of them we pay more attention to and participate in, others we don't. That's one I'm pretty active in. And I kind of threw it out there thinking, I don't know how many of these women are going to be brave enough to say that they have ADHD. But I just said, hey, ladies, I'm thinking about doing a show. And the only stipulations, if you will, is that you have ADHD and you're open to just having a fun conversation. And I was so happily surprised how many women said, oh my gosh, that's totally me. Oh my goodness, that's a great idea. And so I actually recorded my first episode, not with one of those women, but with Tom Nardone. And I had my recorder, I'm holding it up to show you, and a little button right here that you hit that turns red when you record didn't get hit that morning.
I see where this is going.
So I recorded a whole hour with Tom that actually wasn't, in fact, recorded at all. And that's okay. But he and I spoke afterward because it was just a free-for-all. There was no topics or anything. And I said, you know, Tom, I'm constantly writing things like, look, tunes to tube.com, how to put my shows on YouTube. At work and stuff, I have post-its and I'm just constantly always writing on post-its. And then I fold them over and I put them in my pocket and they end up on my desk. So I decided and thought it would be fun to have just random topics that will be on post-its, post-it notes. And I think some people who have ADHD can relate to that, having stickies everywhere. And so they will be various topics and I'm going to put them, I don't know, in the mumbo jumbo jar or something. I haven't decided what to call it. And I'll just have the guest on and we'll pull it out. So it'd be like, okay, worst date ever, go.
I think that's awesome. And I do think it's going to let your personality shine.
Yeah. And I think, well, I don't think I know. With generosity philosophy, because of the message behind it, because I want to help people as much as I can, I feel this, I don't know if obligation is the word or pressure, but it's in a good way. You know, I want to make sure that I'm consistently putting out shows. I think with the ADHD mumbo jumbo, I'm just going to record as many as I can and put them in the can, you know, have them be pre-recorded before I actually launch. And when I launch, I'm not setting a date. I'm just telling people I'm going to be putting out a show eventually. And I love that sense of like, because of my book, wah, 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 George the Jenner Strap. And thank you so much, Jenny, for contributing to the Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
Make it come true. But I'm still waiting on the illustrator. She's at the tail end of getting all the illustrations colored. But that's my frustration, is that if it were up to me, it would be done, because I had it written months ago and I gave her the illustration ideas months ago. And so it's just all this back and forth. And I really wanted it to have been done in April. In fact, on my website, it says coming in April. And now, so Unfortunately, something I don't have control over. So I just need to let it go. But what was I talking about? Why did I even mention that? Oh, because that pressure and that sense of like, the book's going to be out, you guys, pretty soon. I don't want to do that with ADHD mumbo jumbo. I just want folks to know I'm excited about it and I'm going to start interviewing people. When it comes out, it comes out and it'll be fun.
I think that's awesome. You know, I did not the same thing, but with the same idea of the pressure, because I was like, you know, who am I? You know, I'm not well known. I'm not Tom Nardone, you know, but I have a very strong passion for getting folks that do not understand ADHD to understand it. Yeah. Because it's in my family. And I feel like when you understand what it is, you take out the stigma and you realize that the behaviors that you're looking at, you know, they make sense now. It's not like, what's going on? You know? So my whole point of this podcast is really to just sort of pair up. Want people who have it, who don't have it. Let's just talk about it, because in the whole world, people who don't have it need to talk about it too, because it's in almost everybody's family. So, yeah. You know, or with your friend or with your spouse, or, you know, it's everywhere. So, but back to, I did what I call the non-existent launch. It wasn't even a soft launch. It was like, I just started making the shows and putting them out there. And as people discover them, they will discover them. I read these marketing courses about how to do your launch, you know, and I did not do that. I did not do the official how you're supposed to do it. Did that hurt me ultimately? I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. And who can, like...
Right. Who can... Right. I mean, yeah, you want more people to hear it. So right. I understand there's sort of a methodology that you do. You put them out on this date, so many days later again, and you list it on iTunes. You do this criteria, which probably would have maybe helped, except that, you know what? I do have people listening.
Good.
So, you know, that's great.
That's awesome.
I got a message this morning already. I just heard your podcast. I didn't know you were doing this. I don't know how they found, but they know me in my neighborhood. So cool. So it's very exciting. And I think that however you launch is going to be perfect for you.
Yeah. Yeah. There, like you said, there is so much strategy that some podcasters have. And I'm kind of a geek like that. So I'm not going to lie. I probably will have some kind of a launch strategy once I have enough shows pre-recorded, but I certainly don't want to pressure myself to have them done by a certain time or date. But yeah, same. I didn't know that you had a show when you sent me the Facebook message. I said, what show? What's the name of it? Where am I going to find it? And because I wanted this, you know, subscribe and listen. And are you in iTunes as well? Or are you just
Yes, starting? I am.
Okay.
Stitcher, iTunes, and awesome. Blog Talk Radio. And I'm, yeah. So, you know, exactly. As I learn how to get the word out more, but the beauty with a podcast is that they're there. So you can go back and listen. It didn't matter that you missed it, that I recorded it on whatever date, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You do have also though, a Facebook group that until you launch, I mean, you do have a place where people could find this, the whole concept with the mumbo jumbo with Kim Trumbo. It's very fun. It's even a fun group, you know, like
I just wanted it to be a group of people that's not like my group. There's a gentleman who posted something and then he took it down and said, hey Kim, I apologize. I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I need to start my own group. I'm like, whoa, time out, buddy. Like I created this for us, like for anyone to talk about anything. And if this is to help you promote your thing or whatever, as long as you're not being inappropriate or disrespectful, like it's not, I don't want it to be my group for my podcast. I just wanted yet another, I know there's so many out there, but an ADHD group where people could come and vent and talk and ask questions. And
I don't think there's too many. I got to tell you, there's not too many because different people at different times of the day. I mean, we all have a robust personality.
Right.
Every single individual has many dimensions. We're not just one way. Like you have ADHD doesn't make you all about your ADHD.
Right.
And not having it doesn't make me a robot without it. You know, like I have a lot of interest and creativity and I find the different groups stimulate different parts of me. And the group that I have, there's a lot of people like with it and without it. So for me, that's meaningful to have a dialogue between the two and to create some understanding. But outside of that, the groups I belong to, I don't preach and join in and advertise all that stuff. I like to be in there because I'm connecting with people.
Yeah. Hey, I think my wife needs to join your group. If it's a group where people who have and who don't, because she definitely at times wonders, like, is that just your personality, Kim? And you're using that, like, or is it your ADHD? And so sometimes separating the behavior from the person.
Yes.
If she knew and understood and realized how many other people who struggle with ADHD, and it's not always a struggle. There are great things about it, but sometimes it's a struggle. Might be a little bit more empathetic, if you will. So
that's the point of it, is that I think with understanding, you do become more empathetic and you do start to say, question your questioning. You start to go, why am I expecting something? It's hard to put it without sounding bad, because I don't mean that you shouldn't expect things from people. You should expect things from people when you're in a relationship.
Right.
There are definite things you should expect from one another. But it's the way you expect it. Sometimes if you don't have ADHD and you have someone in your life that does, you don't realize, you don't mean to. I really will give people the benefit of the doubt. You don't mean to be controlling, but you don't understand what's going on. And all of a sudden you become like this well, I'll just tell you what to do and then you'll understand how to do it. It's like, that's not going to work. And yeah. if you could understand that the person with ADHD has, they're very competent to do whatever it is they need to do, but they need to do it in their own way. And it allows that other person to let that go, let go of the control.
Yeah. Can I give you an example?
Yeah. Give us an example.
A real life example with myself and my wife. So the day before, actually that's not relevant to the story, but I'll tell it anyway. I got out of bed just like I was lying down. I've gotten sucked into Dexter on Netflix. So no spoilers, boys and girls, because I'm still just on season two. But this is a show that was back in like 2006, 2007, but I never got into it. And I thought, I don't want to watch some movie about a guy killing people. And anyway, but it's really interesting. And so I've been watching it. So I'm lying in bed, watching it on my iPad, and it's getting late and I hadn't brushed my teeth yet. So I kind of just roll over out of bed. I'm 34 years old. That shouldn't be a problem physically. But I kind of did something to my lower back and thought, oh, that's weird. So I just figured I'll just pop a couple of leave and I'll be good to go in the morning. Well, unfortunately, it got worse. I didn't sleep very well that night. And then the next morning, I actually called into work because I was kind of freaking out thinking, again, I'm only 34. I've never been to a chiropractor. I've never tweaked my back. What's going on? This is kind of bizarre. And maybe I have a pinched nerve, whatever. So went to my doctor, went to a chiropractor yesterday, and they fixed it. But I say all that to say that that day, my wife had said, hey, on Saturday today, let's go to the beach. Let's go to Tillamook here. I live in Oregon, where the cheese factory is. Let's make a day of it. Take our 11-year-old, have fun on Saturday. And I said, oh, okay. But I forgot our internet, and hopefully it's continues working, Jenny, because it's been a little flaky and inconsistent. I said, I can't be having that. So the, technician guy or gal is coming to look at it. Or at least I scheduled for them to come. And you know how they give you like from 1 to 4 and it could be any time. That's real convenient. But anyway, they were supposed to come today. And so my wife told me on Thursday night, that night I hurt my back, hey, tomorrow will you call? Because she knows I have breaks at work. Will you call the guy and have him have him come on Monday or whatever? Because we're going to go do a family thing on Saturday. I said, can you send me a text tomorrow and remind me? Because I probably won't remember. So then tomorrow comes, which was yesterday, and I'm trying to go to the doctor, pick up my kid from school, try to find a chiropractor last minute. And she texts me and said, hey, I just wanted to send you that reminder. Did you remember to call Wave, you know, the internet place? And I said, oh my goodness, I totally forgot about it. And it's not like I intentionally forgot about it. I just didn't have a reminder. And she stepped up to the plate and knew that about me. But normally she doesn't. And normally I think the spouse or the best friend or whatever of the person with ADHD kind of feels let down when their friend or spouse doesn't remember to do something they promised or told them they would do. But really it's that we just need like a little extra prompt, you know, a reminder. I've been pretty good at setting them myself on my phone, but I was a little scattered that night with my back being hurt. And I haven't talked to my wife about that yet, but I'm going to tell her that was really helpful because right when I got the text, I knew I've learned this about myself from listening to Eric Tiver's show, that if, which is ADHD Rewired, we'll give him that little plug. Although yes. He was on recently, so people all know who he is. I haven't taken my meds yet. What was I saying?
You were saying that it was so cool. She shot you the reminder.
Oh, right. Because I've learned through listening to Eric's show that when I say to myself, oh yeah, I'll remember that tomorrow, that I'm lying to myself. Whenever I think that I'll remember something and I do that self-talk of I'll do that or I'll remember or I'll write it down in an hour. No, I won't. Not because I don't intend to. I just will forget. So it was very helpful that she texted me.
Yeah. I think that there's a couple things probably going on with that example that would be useful for people that do not have ADHD to realize that with ADHD comes a different perception of time. And it's basically things are now or they're not now.
Yeah.
And it's not There's not like now and in a minute and later and in an hour, and sort of this internal way of processing how you experience time in the world. It's now or it's not now. And if it's not now, then you're not attending to it. Right. And it becomes an intention like, oh, I'm going to do that. And now it's sort of in this pool of, you know,
other things.
Yeah. And so there's that issue, which is probably a little sliver of what's going on. And then the other thing is that there is the memory that with ADHD, it's funny. I was just talking to a client yesterday because it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to a doctor, they're going to say it's a deficit. The memory doesn't hold, but like 3 to 5 things versus 5 to 7 things. So you're not holding as much in your working memory to retain and all this issue. And I was telling my client, you know, that it's like, if you really want to look at it in another way, it's sort of like you're not holding on to all the baggage of all these other thoughts. And you're able to just do now, and it makes you take like more risks that, you know, you're in the moment, you're living more vibrantly in a lot of ways. And it's your point of view on it. But for the person that doesn't have ADHD, we're a little stuck in our stuckness of having these like, okay, I hold more in my memory and I can do the time thing. So now I think you can too.
Right.
And it's an expectancy issue. And it sounds like, you know, she was saying, oh, I know we've already had this discussion. I know if I shoot her a reminder. And see, now with you telling her how helpful that was, that's going to reinforce to her that this is a good thing and it works. And oh, this is how I can contribute and help.
Yeah, it only took 12 years. but no, I do intend to tell her, you know, just how helpful that was and have a conversation in the car. Because today we're, like I said, going to over to Tillamook and it's about a 45-minute drive. So we'll talk about it and I'll thank her for that. But I think that she's noticed that I've done some self-improvement in regards to some of my behaviors related to ADHD just by listening to podcasts.
I think it's the awareness.
Yeah. I mean, she has told me, I don't know how many times, again, we've been together 12 years and the first 11, hey, honey, if you put your keys in the same place every time, then they'll always be in that place. She's very organized and very, I leave the scissors out and it's as if I just committed a crime because that's not where the scissors belong. So,
I'm sorry to laugh, but my husband's the same way. He's like, that's not where it goes. I'm like, okay, Mr. Police, scissor police.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes I feel like, are you going to die if I don't put them away? Like now I feel as though I need to do it right now. Plus I'll forget. So let's face it. I might as well just do it now. But anyway, she's told me so many different times about the whole, like, if you always put things in the same place, you'll never forget them. Constantly losing my keys, was constantly losing my badge from work. I'm looking behind me over my shoulder because my backpack that I take to work every day, has my badge clipped to the top part of it. Because I've gotten used to, I take my backpack to work every day. When I come to and from work, I hang it right there on that door so that it's not somewhere in my car or connected to whatever jeans I was wearing that day or maybe by my keys. And so certain things like putting my badge there and putting my keys in the hall tree. And
what made the difference for you? What made you start doing it more consistently?
I think I just, again, I hope Eric listens to this because he's going to be popping his collar and his little head's going to get big because I really listening to his show, you know, a lot of those beginning episodes specifically where it was just solo episodes and he was talking about different, behaviors and things and then ways that he was advising that would help people. And my wife just loved this like anything in the world when I said, you know, I'm going to start doing this. I listened to it on a podcast and she'll say, are you kidding me? I've been telling you that for years. Why does he have to have some random dude on a podcast be the one to, you know?
Yeah, you know what though? And I'm not taking any credit away from Eric because I love him. But I will say that for anyone listening, if you have ADHD and you want to come up with a solution, you coming up with a solution will work. It's when people are telling you what to do, your brain's not creating that solution. So it's not really, if you can imagine, the neural pathway isn't in there. No one can implant it in you. They can try. They can try to beat you to death with do this. If that's not going to make it. So something happened when you were listening to Eric that you started to think of what he was talking about, and you created like this, it just, you came up with that. I mean, I'm not taking credit away from Eric.
What probably happened is, as he was doing a lot of that self-talk, and even when he would say something like, what was I going to say next? I would just crack up internally because I would think that is so like me. So I resonated with him, and so I trusted him. And so not that I don't, it sounds awful, not that I don't trust my own wife, but trust in the sense of, because he also struggles with these same things. So I realized that he struggles with it. He's developed these different tools and techniques and, you know, made these adjustments in his life, and it's helped him. So maybe I should have been listening to my wife. And so, yeah, obviously, like, Eric doesn't know that I have a hall tree right here when you walk in, and that's where I drop my keys and the whole badge thing. But he encouraged me to make those
to start thinking about it for yourself. Right. Yeah. And the connections you made, because you made them, they're there.
Right.
They don't, you know, they don't just slide off into the abyss, because that's what happens when people tell you. And that's the big message for people who do not have ADHD. Do not tell your spouse or your loved one what to do, because that's, it frustrates you, but it's not going to help. Yeah. It's really not going to work, you know, and that frustrates, when I tell people that, they look at me like, I'm like, well, it doesn't work for you either. Nobody likes to be told what to do.
Right.
You think, oh, you like to be told what to do? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, neither do they. And it doesn't work. They have to come up with it on their own. And I love the unique ways you can come up with things on your own. Like when I do things, I'm fighting with this with my husband all the time. The way I do things is totally different than how he does things. And he's like, why don't you do it this way? I'm like, because there's more than one way to do to do the thing, that whatever it is. Yeah. Your way is not the only way, and my way works for me.
Right.
We're all that way.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Some people might think it's bizarre that if I have an appointment that I have a reminder at 2 days before, 1 day before, 6 hours before, 1 hour before, and 15 minutes before. Some people might think that is so weird. Like, why do you need that many reminders? But I constantly need to know, oh yeah, my interview with Jenny's tomorrow. Oh yeah, that's first thing in the morning. And then, oh yeah, I need to be up an hour, you know, earlier than I maybe normally would be. And then, oh yeah, it's in 15 minutes, so I need to get my hot cocoa and go sit down and get my stuff. Like I have to have all of those reminders. Whereas maybe somebody who doesn't have ADD or ADHD just thinks, it's at 8 o'clock. Just sit your butt down at 7:50. Like, why, you know, but that's what I need.
And then I say, there's people like me, they're in between, you know, like I can think about it in sort of that linear way, but I'm not really a very linear person. And I set about 2 or 3 reminders for everything for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying ADHD is a sliding scale thing at all. I'm just saying though, that everyone is different. So
yeah.
You know, I'm with you. The more reminders, the better, because then it's there, because you do have a lot. We're busy. We're busy. We have a lot going on. And so I want to end it there with like letting you go and enjoy your day with your family.
Oh,
because you have a lot going on. But I'm going to put in the show notes also how to reach you, because I think a lot of people might, you know, like to reach out to you.
Sure.
You have a website?
I do. Now that I'm like branching off though, I've got to figure out how I'm going to do that. I mean, I have the blog called ADHD Mumbo Jumbo. But my main one, like for Generosity Philosophy, which would be the way that people could find me on the top right-hand corner, you know, it connects to my personal Facebook and Twitter, and would be generositiephilosophy.com. So
wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me here to just, I don't know, on one hand, I kind of feel like I just sat here and vented, but it was fun.
No, it was wonderful. And I so appreciate your time. So I will see you in the Facebook groups and all of that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So thank you, Kim, once again, for a really fun session. I'm glad you guys got to meet her. Check her out at ADHD Mumbo Jumbo with Kim Trumbo. And I'd like to also invite you to check out my Patreon page at patreon.com
/CNADHD. This is a really cool way to get some support for ADHD at a price that you choose. $1 a month, you get my sincerest gratitude, and you'll be placed on the list of awesome people who see an ADHD. You also get the Hyperlinks newsletter, and you'll receive the PDF version of my book, ADHD, A Different Hard Drive. Just imagine the different levels of support you can get, so check out the page and see for yourself. As always, music provided by podcastthemes.com. That's it for the show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And whether you have ADHD yourself, or live with or love someone who does, or both, remember, we're all in this together. And everybody benefits when we begin to see through the other's eyes.